of humility that ensures that God's going to take care of us. One of the things about being humble, and God promises it, and God illustrates it by his son, if we demonstrate humility, listen to Matthew 23, verses 11 and 12. Matthew 23, verses 11 and 12. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Talking about greatness again. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased or brought down. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. God will ensure that those who humble themselves will at the right time in the appropriate fashion be exalted. There's no greater illustration of this cogent truth than that exemplified in the life of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. Speaking of Christ and being found in fashion as a man. Is my mic not working? What's the problem? Okay, my wife and daughter, they start looking at me and giving me signals. I pick up that something ain't right. Something is wrong, and I'm humble enough to listen and to try to make commensurate corrections. But I'm glad that everything is fine. But Jesus is the best illustration of the principle articulated in Matthew 23, verses 11 and 12, and being found in fashion as a man, Philippians 2, 8 and 9, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. It's our job to humble ourselves. It is God's job to exalt us. We sing that song, and I'm sure Darwin knows it and can sing it well. James chapter 4 and verse number 10. You can go back now, Levi. Thank you, sir. Job well done, sir. All righty. I couldn't have asked for a better spirit of cooperation than that demonstrated and exhibited by Levi this evening. But listen, James 4 and verse number 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and what? He shall, not might, he shall lift you up. All you have to do is make sure that you humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he guarantees that he shall lift you up. Jesus gives a commendation. He says, in view of the foregoing truths that I have taught, whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Now, he is saying those who humble themselves like Levi, who humble themselves like a little child, he is saying that person, and it can be you, it can be me, it can be any adult, any Christian, he's saying that person that shall receive such a little child, and he's talking about a disciple who exemplifies the spirit of humility and service. If you receive such a one, then you also receive me. And I want to illustrate, I want to mention in passing an illustration of this truth being set forth. In Matthew chapter 25, you remember the great judgment scene? Jesus said to those on his left, I was hungry, you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, you didn't give me drink. I was sick and you didn't administer to me. I was a stranger, you did not take me in. I was in prison, you did not visit me. You did not check on me. And he says, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. And then to those on the right, he said, I was sick, I was hungry, I was a stranger, I was in prison, I was hungry, thirsty, naked. You didn't administer unto me, or you did rather administer unto me, those on the right. And he says, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it unto me. Can't you see the validity of what Jesus is saying in verse number 5? Whosoever shall receive one such little child, not talking about a little kid like Levi, but one who has the attitude and the spirit of a little kid like Levi. If you receive such a one in my name, then you receive me. Sometimes people have the attitude and the idea that if I had the privilege, if I had the opportunity to feed Jesus, you know I'd do it. If I had the opportunity to give Jesus something to drink, like this bottle of water if he was thirsty, you know I would do it. If I had a chance to visit Jesus, if he was sick, of course I know Jesus never been sick, never will be sick, but just for the point of illustration, if I had the opportunity, wouldn't I just love to do something good for Jesus? Now Jesus said, if you will give a cold drink or a cup of water in my name, you will in no wise lose your reward. But Jesus is teaching us that when we administer to our brothers and sisters in Christ that are in need, we are administering to him. If we neglect our brothers and sisters, we are neglecting Jesus. If we mistreat our brothers and sisters, we are mistreating Jesus. If we attack our brothers and sisters, we are attacking Jesus, because we identify with him because we are his children. So we have to be careful how we treat each other, and we have to be careful to maintain an ongoing spirit of humility. Amen. Then he gives a condemnation in verse number 6, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me. And again, one of these little ones, he's not talking about little Levi's or little children Levi's age. He's talking about one who exemplifies the spirit and the attitude of humility that little children show forth. He said, whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanging about his neck and that he was drowned in the depth of the sea. We need to be more like Levi. We need to be more childlike in demonstrating and living out the reality of a spirit of ongoing humility. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, Paul says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. There is a difference, and I'm almost finished, there is a difference between childish, and childlike. Now, what is childish? Childish is defined as of a child or typical of a child, having or showing the unpleasant qualities such as pettiness, silliness, sometimes selfishness, or lack of maturity that children often demonstrate. That's childishness. But we want to look at childlikeness. And I'm trying to be more childlike, Eric. It's not easy. Because there's the temptation to be childish. But we want to be childlike, which means resembling or suggesting a child, like that of a child, especially having or showing the pleasant qualities, such as innocence, and we see that in Levi, such as humility, we see that in Levi, such as trust, forgiveness, teachableness. These are qualities often possessed by children. You know, a child would be in a bad shape if he didn't have the ability, and I think God blesses him with that ability, to forgive his mother. He doesn't hold no grudge against his mother. When his mother spanks him, when she punishes him, he forgives her almost immediately. And after he's gotten a good whipping, oftentimes he curls up in his mama's lap and lays his head on her shoulder and enjoys the tender protective care, the nurturing hugging and holding of his mother. He doesn't say, "Get away from me, you just whooped my behind." He doesn't say that. You just whip me, you just punish me, mama. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. That's not the spirit he has. He loves you. He appreciates you. He is drawn to you. He hugs you. He clings to you, because that's a demonstration of his childlike spirit. Not childish, but childlike. Let us become more childlike as Christians and less childish as Christians. Let's grow beyond childishness and grow into childlikeness. Levi, you're a good illustration of childlikeness.